Matt Marshall is trying to pitch a program with a clunky name.
Yeah, aggregation is a unappealing word that doesn't really resonate. It doesn't mean it, you know, it's sort of, well, I mean, it means something, but it doesn't, you know, like, what's a community choice aggregation program? So, you know, but I think we and others are trying to shift the term to community choice energy, because that actually is words that make sense.
California is one of only six states with CCAs. They essentially allow cities or counties to purchase electricity, set their own rates, and actually choose how green or how local the energy sources are. Matt is directing Humboldt's efforts to start a CCA.
It is not a replacement for the incumbent utility, and so PG&E is still maintaining, owning the infrastructure. You still get one bill from PG&E in the mail. All it's doing is taking local control for the generation line on your utility bill, which is about 50% of the total cost of your bill. And it's saying, oh, where's the actual power coming from?
The existing CCA programs in Sonoma, Lancaster, and Marin are all opt-out programs. That is, customers can choose to opt out and stay with PG&E. They've all been able to keep their rates about the same as PG&E or even slightly lower. And if customers want a higher percentage of renewable sources, they will pay a slightly higher premium. Sonoma Clean Power has been able to enroll 90% of eligible customers. Efren Carrillo is both on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors and the board for Sonoma Clean Power.
And the best argument that I think resonated with the constituency was that they would have local control with their decisions, that we can reinvest the money that, quite frankly, was going out of state. And just in Sonoma County, upwards of $200 to $300 million was going out in electricity cost. What if we could keep those financial investments here locally? And that's an argument that I think a lot of folks supported.
The result was Sonoma County customers saved $50 million in the program's first year. That money was mostly used to fund solar, geothermal, and electric vehicle programs within the county. But could Humboldt achieve the same success? Steve Hackett is an economics professor at Humboldt State University who specializes in natural resources and clean energy.
One of the issues with a CCA has to do with, do we have enough ratepayers to cover the fixed cost?
In other words, simply getting enough subscribers to cover the cost of buying energy and operating the CCA.
Well, the other issue is, you know, what type of renewable energy packages do we want to offer our community? Do you want to support local jobs and emphasize procuring from locally sourced renewables like biomass in Humboldt County that may be a little more expensive? Or do we want to go after the lowest cost renewables that might be coming from the geysers or from a solar farm in the Mojave, in which case our rates are lower, but we don't get the economic impacts?
Humboldt certainly doesn't have the sun or steam of Sonoma County, but it's actually quite resource rich. Other than a vast potential for woody biomass, U.S. Department of Energy studies show that the North Coast is an excellent location for both onshore and offshore wind, as well as wave or tidal energy. But if the Humboldt CCA hopes to fulfill its promise of local control of local resources to bolster the local economy, then it will have to ask itself which renewable to invest in.
It's the right question. It's a tough one to answer.
Again, Steve Hackett of Humboldt State.
It's an answer that the community itself has to provide, because there's no single renewable technology that doesn't have some type of a negative side effect. And so the right mix for Humboldt, ultimately, in my opinion, is a reflection of what we're willing to live with in terms of adverse effects.
Efren Carrillo remembers reaching that decision point with Sonoma Clean Power.
You can't just set your goals on being the cheapest power that you can provide. That's one component. You got to look at the multiple variables of this entity. Is price important? Is local control important? Are renewable projects important? Is reducing our carbon footprint important? And then you have to balance those interests to say, okay, what makes sense for this immediate community?
The Humboldt CCA program will not go online this year. They will spend the rest of the year figuring out where they will buy their energy from and what mix of energy makes the most sense economically and environmentally. Then will come the biggest decision of all. How much are locals willing to invest in the short term to secure the county's long-term energy future? Michael Joyce, JPR News.